Hi, I'm Brad Rosley. Today's hot topic is required minimum distributions from your IRA accounts. So recently I was talking with my mother, and she's a senior citizen, and she asked me, what is this required minimum distribution? And how do I figure out how much I have to take? When do I have to take it? And what are all the tax ramifications? So I said, okay, Mom, I think that's a great topic. Let me break that down into three areas for you. Number one, what it is. Number two, when you have to take it. And number three, how it's calculated. What it is it's a distribution from an individual retirement account, IRA, that the government forces you to take. And they force you to take it because they want your tax money. For people who never have to take money out of their IRA, people want you to do it. It comes out of IRAs, SEP IRAs, or simple IRAs. It's a fixed amount of money. There's a calculation for it. And you have to do it after you turn age 70 and a half. Okay, so let me explain when you have to take the distribution. It's all predicated on when you turn 70 years old. If you turn 70 year old in the first half of the year, say in April, that means you turn 70 and a half in the same year, which is the key turning point. If that's the case, you have to take the distribution by the following April 15th. What happens if your birthday's after June 30th? In that case, you get a reprieve to wait a whole year. So if your birthday's on August 1st of 2017, you do not have to take that distribution out until April 15th of 2019. So if your birthday's in the second half of the calendar year, then you don't actually turn 70 and a half, which is the government's magic age. I don't know how they came up with that. But then you'll turn 70 and a half. You have to take it by the following April 15th. So the last part to figure out is, how do we calculate the actual number, how much money that you're required to take out? Well, the IRS provides a table. If you go to the IRS.gov website, you can find that table very easily. And all you need to do is to gather your year-end investment statements from your IRAs, SEPs or simple IRAs, and look at the year-end balances. You have to take your distribution from the total balance of all those accounts. You can take it from different accounts. You don't have to take it all from one account. You can, or you can take it from each individual account, doing the same calculation. So I have a chart that you can see here. And on that chart, it shows your age and it shows a divisor. You can either divide by the factor or multiply times the percentage. Either way works. So in this example I have on the page here, I used a $100,000 total IRA balance. You take the $100,000 balance, and let's just say you're in year one of this required minimum distribution, and you simply divide it by the factor, which happens to be 27.4. Don't ask me how they come up with this. No one knows. But that's also the same as 3.65%, believe it or not. So you can multiply by 3.65% or divide by 27.4. Well, $100,000 times 3.65 is $3,650. You need to take that out by 12/31 of that year, or if it's in your first year, and as I described earlier, you can wait till April 15th. In year two, you look at your balance from your IRA statements. You add them together, and now you use the factor that's in the next line, and you'll multiply that times the higher percent, or divide it by that lower number. As you'll see, the amount the government wants you to take out grows a little bit every year as you get older. You can take out, by the way, more than the required minimum distribution. So if you need more money, by all means, go ahead and take it. One other factor you should understand is when you take money out of an IRA, that money's never been taxed before. It will be taxed now. It's taxed as what's called ordinary income. The investment company where you have the money will send you a statement at the end of the year called a 1099-R. You'll take that statement, there's a place for it right in your tax return, you put that amount of your distributions throughout the year on that statement, and you're going to have to go ahead and pay the tax on it. And that's all there is to this RMD, required minimum distribution. If you do have more questions about it, I've written about it in a blog post. Feel free to go ahead and look at the post and see it all in writing as well. Thank you very much. Have a great day.